Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kottke.
And I'm David Levin. Robin, what are we talking about today?
Well, first and foremost, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You know, I would have thought that you really like Valentine's Day because of, you know, all of the puns, you know, and the be mine and the, you know, with the bumblebees on the cards. And
yeah, no.
No.
I mean, I like it. It's just, I can't say why. It just never really registered with us that much. Margaret and I have been together like 30 years now, and it's just never been a thing.
Yeah.
It's a bigger thing with the kids than it is for us.
Yeah. Well, happy Valentine's Day nonetheless.
Thank you very much. And the same to you.
Thank you. Okay. So let's take a look at the calendar. This is re-enrollment week. The deadline was extended through February 15th. You can get your forms online or in the office. The registration fee is $165, and again, due tomorrow, Friday, February 15th. Eighth grade Eurythmy performance is also February 15th. There will be a performance for the children and the grades during the day, and then at 6:30 in the school gym. You don't want to miss this one. The eighth graders will present a culmination of their Eurythmy curriculum, the Brothers Grimm Iron Hands, or Eisenhans. David, I'm loving the Simplicity Parenting workshops that I've been taking online.
Oh, nice.
I'm really excited about taking it a step further. Tell us about that.
Well, there is a new offering we're talking about now. It's called the Solo Discipline Home Practice Guide. It's exactly as you said. If, you know, if somebody's enjoyed the workshop or if they've read his book, The Solo Discipline, and they just feel like going further with it, it's perfect for that. It's really just a complete resource. It's basically everything we have on the subject. All super friendly, easy to use, online, go at your own pace, mobile friendly.
Lifetime access,
which is, I love that, emphasizing that because all online courses pretty much say lifetime access, no? But you don't need most of them for your lifetime,
no.
Right? But this one, because the nature of the material, it has, you know, specific modules for the first 9 years and for that middle tweens and for the teens. So you could, depending on the age of your kids, you could realistically be referring back to this for 10, 15 years, you know, I mean, I know we will be.
Mm-hmm. We will be too. Because just when I start congratulating myself on, oh, I'm figuring this out, you know, things are going pretty well. Thanks, Kim Jong Payne. Things change because they keep growing.
You know,
I don't know why I find this so shocking. But it's the lifetime access is really going to be so helpful because there are times when we just need to sit back for a minute as parents and say, okay, wait a minute, what's my intention here? It's so easy to get caught up in the busyness of the day to day and kind of lose sight of really what's the end goal and, you know, and what do we want to model for our children?
Absolutely. So there's this in-depth training on the first 9 years. That's sort of the foundational stuff. There's another dedicated bonus module to just the tweens and teens, developmentally, what's really going on for them in those ages. There's another module. It's a devices and parenting workshop we did last year. We've included that. Also, a lot of people have asked us about this workshop. You know, you said you liked it a lot. People are saying, how long are these videos available? They're officially available through Sunday. Although registration for all of this closes down Sunday night. But we had so many requests about those videos, we decided to add those also. So people who get the course, those workshop videos will be in there as well. There's a private forum, which is not a Facebook group.
That's great.
This is brand new for us.
Mm-hmm.
Dedicated forum. Again, over time, connecting with like-minded parents, getting the questions answered. It's really great. As you mentioned, lifetime access.
Well, sure. And having that community component is so key because sometimes people will ask questions about something that they're facing and perhaps you have a nugget of information that they'll find helpful or vice versa.
Yeah. And then the last component is, of course, that Kim is now one of our script vendors. So just a reminder, everybody who enrolls in the course via our school link, which you can find from the website, a percentage of that, pretty significant percentage of that goes to the school. So
that's great.
It comes back.
It's a win-win all around.
Win-win all around. The only thing to remember is that it closes Sunday night. So
Sunday night.
We have a lot going on. People are heading off for break, some of us. So
when
you hear this, you should probably think to decide sooner than later or it's going to slip away.
Sure. And what a perfect Valentine's gift for your family.
Nice thought.
Really. You know, it's all about staying connected. And what else is there?
Yeah. So the workshop is still available. All three videos are still up there, again, from the link from our website. And the offer for the full program, the Home Practice Guide, is available through Sunday night.
Great. Thanks, David.
Check it out, folks. You're welcome.
Don't forget, subject teacher parent conferences are available to you next week during winter break. So if you'd like to get together with your child's subject teachers, you may do so on Monday, February 18th as a group. Sign up outside the front office. There's a sign-up sheet. Or if that time doesn't work for you, then you may contact them individually and set something up. They really welcome an opportunity to talk with you about your children. Next week is winter break. That is the 18th through the 22nd. There are enrichment days if you're looking for something to do with your children on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. They can join alumna Sequoia Dockery for a day of crafts and outdoor fun. It's $30 a day per child. And talk to Jordan Brudos, enrollment coordinator, for more information. It runs from 8:30 to 2:30 each day, Monday through Wednesday. Go ahead and save the dates. Tuesday and Wednesday, March 5th and 6th, and Tuesday and Wednesday, March 12th and 13th for 8th grade project presentations from 6 to 8 p.m. in the school gym. These are always so amazing. I have such fond memories. We go every year. You have an 8th grader this year.
I have an 8th grader. I also know my 8th grader is going first on the first night.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, good
grief. Did he volunteer?
I don't know how they pick what goes when.
Okay.
But he's happy with the slot. I mean, he'll be done.
Sure. Yeah, there's something to be said for that.
Our whole family is so excited to have this be behind us.
Oh, I see.
Well, it's been great.
Sure.
But it's, there's a lot of work.
Sure. We just had our first foray into homework in the third grade. Something that I wanted to mention is the third grade fiber fair.
I don't remember the fiber fair. Is that a new thing? Do you know?
You know, I haven't seen that since we've been here either. It's so sweet. Please, people, if you have a chance, go in and see. The children are so proud. They have set up their desks in a U shape, and each student has their main lesson book with a drawing and writing about their project. Mm. And it's really from field to fabric, whether it's alpaca, somebody's doing bamboo. Did you know that cashmere is made from cashmere goats?
I definitely did not.
I did not either until today. And and also something else that I learned that really blew my mind, no pun intended, is the leather working process. So, to tan it, you could use gasoline or you could use brains.
Hence the pun.
Right.
Well, not the pun, but the reference.
Yes.
Yeah. Brains. Anybody in particular's brains?
Well, generally, I think from the animal from which the leather comes.
Okay.
But, they'll have tools there and, really doing the work. And it's just an amazing project. The children are so pleased to share. And everything is set up so beautifully. And, I realize I didn't know a lot about the origins, about fabrics and textiles, until I was an adult. Same goes with food and where my food comes from. And so I've learned so much about the natural world since we've moved here to Viroqua, but especially in this education.
Nice.
It's been really sweet. So again, if you have a chance, it's tomorrow, Friday, from 9 to 9:50, and tea and coffee is also being served. And you can ask children in the classroom, hey, what is it, what's the greatest advantage to your particular fiber? What's the disadvantage? So there's cotton, there's hand sewing, there's a presentation on silk, angora, leather, of course, wood carving. Oh, here's another thing. Just in case you don't make it to the fair, this is really something that people should know. Well, so somebody else in the class is doing a fabric dyeing process. And, you've probably heard of dyeing Easter eggs or fabric through, with vegetables like mm-hmm. beets or onions. Did you know that you can dye fabric, silk, with avocado pits?
No.
It's the most becoming shade of pink. Eleanor used 5 avocado pits.
That rings a bell.
With some, yeah.
Because
I learned so
the
much.
Thought was always, why pink? Why does a green avocado?
I don't know. It's well. You're in for all kinds of surprises if you're able to check that out. It was so beautifully done that I asked Carrie, the class teacher, if she would be willing to come and talk to us about it. So if you're listening, Carrie, bravo. That was a really sweet experience.
Nice.
Okay. Hearing and vision screening. We will be having representatives from the Vernon County Health Department and the Lions Club at our school in the near future, date to be determined, performing hearing and vision screening of first through fifth graders. If you would not like your child to participate in the screening, please notify Nan in the front office by Monday, February 25th. If there are any concerns noted during the screening, parents will be notified in writing by the health department following the screening. We need a hot lunch volunteer coordinator next year. Therese Lorden will no longer have children in the school. She's graduating with her son, Rowan, who's in the eighth grade. If you have interest, know that the ideal candidate should have a couple more years left at Pleasant Ridge, have a flexible schedule, be able to fill in as needed, usually not often. Living in or near town is beneficial. Have a computer because generally the sign-up is done through Google Sheets. There are some folks who can just contact the coordinator and let them know if they are not computer savvy. That's okay too. Be comfortable creating and maintaining the volunteer calendar in Google Sheets and have a cell phone because those text reminders sure are nice with the busy lives that we lead.
Yeah.
Yes. Contact Therese at 606-6330 or email her at tlorden@mwt.net. And thank you, Therese, for all of the great work you've done these past 3 years, keeping the kitchen running so smoothly.
Yes, thank you.
We also need some hot lunch volunteers still yet this month. So if you have some free time, please consider taking a look at the sign-up sheet and see what's still needed. You can find that on the Google Calendar. If you need that link, let us know in the office. Thanks so much. Upcoming, we have a parent-infant class starting at Pleasant Ridge. There's going to be a special four-week session of parent-infant classes this spring. These classes are geared towards first-time parents and their little ones ages 0 to 12 months and offers time for conversation and sharing with other parents over tea and a simple craft project. Get the support you need to parent in an environment that offers space and safe natural items for your child to play and interact with. The cost is $25 for the session. And space is limited. Classes will be held on Friday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9:30, beginning March 22. Contact Jordan, Brudos Enrollment Coordinator, in the office. Saturday, April 6th, another kindergarten morning. If you're considering our beautiful mixed-age kindergarten for your child or know someone who may have interest, please send them our way. Registration is required. It's a lovely time, 10 to 12 a.m. The parents and teachers and children come together for some playtime, and then the children then have some supervised time outside while parents have an opportunity to meet with the kindergarten teachers, the illustrious Marinella Pro and Shandon Landis, both illustrious. If you'd like more information, please contact Jordan Brudos, Enrollment and Outreach Coordinator in the office. Raffle tickets are due March 15th. We have some opportunities for parents who may be looking to sell some of their tickets that they may still have on hand. We're going to have raffle Saturdays on the 23rd of February, and then on the 2nd and on the 9th of March, we've partnered with Viroqua Food Co-op, Nelson Agri Center, and Kickapoo Coffee to park the grand prize, that beautiful, hot little car, which definitely draws attention.
Yes.
And then we'll have some folks on site who can talk about the raffle and sell raffle tickets there. If you'd like to sign up for a shift, we will have a sign-up sheet available shortly. If you want to just let me know that you're interested, you can always give me a call or send me an email at robin@pleasantridgewaldorf.org. David, you've won the grand prize.
Oh, yes, I have. We have.
Tell us about that.
We won, I want to say, second prize last year.
You did.
We seem to be experts in the raffle. Well, the winning side of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the grand prize was the year that you won a trip to Costa Rica, is that right?
Right.
Okay. And then last year it was a trip to Chicago.
Right.
Nice. Okay.
Really nice. We are big fans of the raffle.
Yes. We are too. So be in touch. And if you want to get a ticket, if you're not a parent selling tickets, you can talk to most any Pleasant Ridge family about buying one of their tickets. And if they don't have any left because they are going fast, there are only 3,200 available, then talk to Nan in the office. She has some extra there, or you can talk with me, Robin Kotke, in the development office. I still have some to sell.
Well, and it's not the worst idea to keep a couple for yourself.
Sure.
Oh, if you want to go to Chicago
or Costa Rica.
A fabulous new car.
Yes, right. Or a kayak. Beautiful kayak.
Right.
Or two new bikes.
Wow.
So so we have bought some of our own because we are excited about that possibility. And it's a good cause. I mean, you win either way because you're supporting this beautiful education. Okay, moving on. Growing for good. Part-time plant care person is needed. This part-time position is 8 to 15 hours a week, and responsibilities include monitoring temperature, sunlight, and venting the greenhouse, and or turning off and on the heat beds accordingly on a daily basis, watering, propagating, trimming, cleaning, and fertilizing all plants, monitoring plants for pests, and applying appropriate pest control measures in a timely manner. You must have some plant care knowledge and experience. Please send a resume and cover letter to info@growingforgood.org. Growing for Good is also seeking an experienced greenhouse grower to begin immediately. This grower will join a small management team and oversee several growing projects, contract growing, microgreens, geraniums, vegetable starts, and tending to plants for retail, wholesale, and the garden center. Experience in medium, moderate scale growing and greenhouse management is required, and knowledge of Midwestern native plants, climate, and growing season is preferred. Hourly wage based on experience. Please send a cover letter and resume and three references to info@growingforgood.org. I love just visiting that greenhouse. It's like, especially in the wintertime, it's a nice place to be. Check it out. If you have not yet seen Youth Initiative's adaptation of Clue, the play based on the film, based on the board game, in a brand new adaptation, get your tickets, folks. It's going to finish this weekend is the last time you'll be able to see it, February 15th and 16th at 7:30 p.m., with a 2 o'clock matinee performance on the 16th. This show is all ages appropriate, but it is a murder mystery. Keep that in mind. Contact Zoe at Youth Initiative with questions, and you may buy tickets online at yihs.net or at the door. A lot of Pleasant Ridge alumni in this one. It's a really fun show.
Yeah.
There's some, just word to the wise, there is some innuendo, some things that will go over small children's heads, which is okay and preferred in my case. You know, you could always go and see it and then decide, hey, is this something that I want to bring my children to and then go to the matinee the next day? But if you can, I encourage you to get tickets.
For sure.
Okay, folks, that's it for this week. We will not be having a show next week because we'll be on vacation.
We're on vacation.
Yes. So we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.
Have a great week or two.
Yes, have a great break.
See you then.